Today on Pearls of Great Price, author Veronica Hughes reads passages from the lives and teachings of the saints. She shares her thoughts on each passage's wisdom.
Welcome to Pearls of Great Price. This is Veronica Hughes. I'm your host. And we'll start with our beginning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. Welcome to those of you that are returning. Thank you for tuning in again. And for those of you that are listening for the first time, may God bless you, and may this be a good experience for you. So, if we live in the world, we are most likely struggling with our prayer life. And I know that I live a little farther away from the world than most people, and am a little more isolated, and I still struggle with my prayer life. So how can we transform our prayers so that they are more meaningful? And how can we focus our mind and our hearts so that we can commune more deeply with our Creator? And how can we support the process of our regeneration in grace by our prayer life? So these are things we're going to find out about today. My resources for this podcast are from The Art of Prayer by Igumen Chariton of Valamo, and he's going to be quoting St. Dimitri of Rostov and St. Theophan the Recluse. The Art of Prayer is a very useful book because it contains all the, it's like a diary on prayer that Igumen Chariton wrote as he was reading through the books of many different saints. And it's very helpful if you need a boost to your prayer life. So we'll go on now to one of my favorite saints, which is St. Theophan the Recluse. He's a more modern saint, and he's going to help us to understand what constitutes real prayer. So there are three types of prayer: of the lips, of the mind, and of the heart. What is the cause of this division of prayer into parts? Because it happens that sometimes, through our negligence, the tongue recites only the words of prayer, and the mind wanders elsewhere. Does that sound familiar? I think that's one of my major hurdles to get over in my prayer life. Then the next part, or the mind understands the words of the prayer, but the heart doesn't respond to them with feeling. There again, we have me. In the first case, it is only oral and is not prayer at all. In the second, mental prayer joins the oral, but this prayer is still imperfect and incomplete. Complete and real prayer comes only when prayer of the word and thought is joined by prayer of feeling. That's a little sobering, I know, for me, because, you know, I think even though I'm sitting down and praying, that I'm really not most of the time after reading that. So what is it that constitutes real prayer? St. Theophan continues, spiritual or inner prayer comes when he who prays, after gathering his mind within his heart, from there directs his prayer to God in words no longer oral but silent, glorifying him and giving thanks, confessing his sins with contrition before God, and asking from him the spiritual and physical blessings that he needs. You must pray not only with words, but with the mind, not only with the mind, but with the heart, so that the mind understands and sees clearly what is said in words, and the heart feels what the mind is thinking. So I'm going to read that again, because that's very important. You must pray not only with words, but with the mind, and not only with the mind, but with the heart, so that the mind understands and clearly sees what is said in words, and the heart feels what the mind is thinking. All these combined together constitute real prayer. If any of them are absent from your prayer, then your prayer is either not perfect or it is not prayer at all. I think that helps us to set the tone for what we're striving for in our prayers. Now, in terms of feeling, so let's see what St. Theophon has to say about the right feeling to have in prayer. Feeling towards God, even without words, is a prayer. Words support and sometimes deepen the feeling. This gift of feeling is given to you by the mercy of God. How, I ask? First and foremost, by having humility, ascribing everything to grace and nothing to yourself. And secondly, by regarding yourself as dust and ashes. So this is a reminder to me that humility and contrition are the first steps towards gathering our mind into our heart so that we have the proper attitude when approaching prayer. We're asking God in His tender mercy to awaken the proper feeling then within us through these steps of humility and contrition. So now, so there we have it. So we're, and even like when we walk into church, what we want to do is start to humble down, put ourselves more down to earth, bring ourselves out of our mind, down into our heart, and start to get more centered in the fact that we are coming and standing before our Creator. And the same is true when we stand before our icon corner in our heart, in our home. Okay, so back to St. Theophon. Excuse me. Body, soul, and spirit. The body is made of earth, yet it is not something dead, but alive and endowed with a living soul. Into this soul is breathed a spirit, the spirit of God, intended to know God, to reverence Him. So this brings me back again to yet another attitude that we want to have when we're approaching prayer, which is to have the fear of God, and not the fear of punishment, but the fear that brings forth proper reverence with love. So we're trying to approach our Creator from love, knowing that He is our Creator and that He's above, so to speak, and we're below. He's the Creator, we're the creation. And so with bowed head, humbly standing in prayer before the holy icons, and all the saints and God, now back to St. Theophon, we draw down our mind into our heart. Turn to the Lord, drawing down the attention of the mind into the heart and calling Him there. So we have to really, literally gather our mind and begin to focus it, bring it down into our heart with humility and contrition, knowing that we are nothing before God. Back to St. Theophon. With the mind firmly established in the heart, stand before the Lord with all reverence and devotion. If we were to follow this small rule unfailingly, then passionate desires and feelings would never arise, nor would any other thought in our prayers. Now that's really a great goal to have for our prayer life. And I have to say, I struggle and forget to follow St. Theophon's rule for preparation. But what a difference it makes when I can do it. And that's why we need to cross ourselves and venerate the icons when entering church, to put ourselves in the right place and frame of mind and heart. This is so the same at home when we come home. Take time. You know, it's so hard. We're all rushing and running around to do this and that. But even if we only spend 10 minutes in prayer, but we do it focused, it is better than spending an hour with our mind wandering all over the place. So take a couple minutes to prepare yourselves for prayer, presenting yourselves humbly to your Creator with contrition. And I'm personally taking a new commitment to do this and encourage those of you who feel so moved to join me. And you can find these detailed steps in my blog. So if you go to the Pearl of Great Price Orthodox.com, that's Pearl of Great Price Orthodox.com, and you click on the navigation button for my blog, you will be able to download these quotes and also these steps to help you remind yourself until you get into the habit of approaching God properly in prayer, how to do it. So what's next? Most elders also would suggest that you would start your prayers very similar to how we start all our prayers. So we're referring to internal prayer now, how to access internal prayer, the Jesus prayer specifically. And so most elders suggest that you would begin with how we normally begin prayers, saying, glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, O heavenly King, the Trisagion. So you do that setup that's before your morning and evening prayers, for those of you that don't have it memorized. And then you recite about 5 to 10 minutes of oral prayers like the 50th Psalm, the Creed, and other prayers that you like to gather your thoughts. And you can recite them aloud because that helps a lot of people to bring their mind into focus. And this is what also elders refer to as drawing in your noose. So you're bringing in the eye of our soul and drawing it in and narrowing its focus. And St. John of the Ladder says, confine your mind within the words of prayer. All right, so now we're going to go back to St. Dimitri for a few more helpful suggestions. So this type of prayer, internal prayer, which differs from what we're doing in church or even when we're reciting our morning and evening prayers, internal prayer should be short but often repeated. From those who have experience in raising their mind to God, I learned that in the case of prayer made by the mind from the heart, a short prayer, often repeated, is warmer and more useful than a long one. Short yet frequent prayer has more stability, because the mind, immersed for a short time in God, can perform it with greater warmth. And St. John of the Ladder also teaches, do not try to use many words, lest your mind become distracted by the search for the words. Because of one short sentence, the publican received the mercy of God, and one brief affirmation of belief saved the robber on the cross. An excess of multitude of words in prayer disperses the mind in dreams, when one word or short sentence helps to collect the mind. And so collect all your thoughts, laying aside all outer worldly cares, direct your mind towards God, concentrating it wholly on Him. So I just want to add to that that what I often do to create that greater warmth in my heart and to warm me up or to bring me into the proper disposition when doing the Jesus Prayer is I will, after doing my 50th Psalm or the Creed and getting my mind more collected, I will say, Lord Jesus Christ, my beloved Savior. So I will add things that bring in the sense of love. Or, Jesus, my shepherd, guide me in my prayers. Jesus, my almighty creator, open my heart. So I just say some of those types of phrases to begin with. Or if I'm in the middle of the prayer and I find that my mind is wandering, I do the same thing. All right, so now we're going to end with Loving Union with God by St. Dimitri. The duty of all Christians, especially of those whose calling dedicates them to the spiritual life, is to strive always and in every way to be united with God, their Creator, Lover, Benefactor, and their Supreme Good, by whom and for whom they were created. This is because the center and final purpose of the soul, which God created, must be God Himself alone and nothing else. No unity with God is possible except by an exceeding great love. To kindle in his heart such a divine love, to unite with God in an inseparable union of love, it is necessary for man to pray often, raising his mind to him. For For as a flame increases when it is constantly fed, so prayer, made often, with the mind dwelling even more deeply in God, arouses divine love in the heart. And the heart, set on fire, will warm all the inner man, will enlighten and teach him, revealing to him all its unknown and hidden wisdom, making him like a flaming seraph, always standing before God within his spirit, always looking at him within his mind, and drawing from this vision the sweetness of spiritual joy. So I hope this has been inspirational for you and a good catalyst for taking a few new steps in your prayer life for those of you that are trying to work on developing internal prayer and even our prayers in church. As Saint Theophon said, how we come in and approach our prayer is probably the most significant thing. It's what will codify and bring our heart and mind together so that our lips and our internal voice can glorify God and feel his sweetness in our heart. Thank you, Saint Dimitri and Saint Theophon. A reminder, for those of you that tuned in a little late, you can find the quotes and much of my commentary on my blog. Just go to pearlofgreatpriceorthodox.com, pearlofgreatpriceorthodox.com, to find the navigation button for my blog. Okay, and so I just want to say that my next two podcasts will feature quotes in support of our OCN Network's effort to raise our awareness and prayerful support of all Christians in the Middle East that are enduring suffering and persecution for Christ's sake right now. So I look forward to connecting with you in a couple more weeks. Until then, please keep all our brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world that are suffering and being persecuted in your hearts and prayers. How magnified are thy works, O Lord! In wisdom hast thou made them all, including you and me. In wisdom hast thou made them all. God bless you.
You've been listening to Pearls of Great Price with Veronica Hughes. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.